We're all Triplex and rocking our backwards hats, talking football, touchdowns, and other stats. Bills Mafia, tighten up, it's time to unite. Come on, folks. We're all Triplex and tonight. Yeehaw!
Go Bills!
America, we're back, baby. That's rude. Like, we've had a couple international listeners, right?
We have.
The world, we're back.
Universe, we're back.
It's
universe. Oh, actually, that's gonna play in well later. I got questions for you guys about the universe. Listening.
It's been a hot minute. We've had a little bit of a hiatus here for some sick people, some snowstorms, some power outages, all of the above, and you guys are continuing to get dumped on with snow as we speak. So
just getting shat on like constantly for the past week and a half.
It's never ending.
That's unreal.
Not ideal. But yeah, there's been a lot that's happened, and this is somewhat of a football podcast, not really sometimes, but there's been a lot happening in the football world since we've been gone. So before we get to that, though, I almost forgot, because it's been so long, we got to do the songs. What you got, Ryan?
Yeah, RSV's no joke, man. I'll tell you what, that thing will knock a kid out for a little while. We got an album, and our album is Winter Saga, the 2019 album from Windrose. When you mix power metal with fantasy, like that, like Lord of the Rings type stuff, it's pretty badass. So if you're interested in that, go listen to Winter Saga by Windrose. My three songs, Of Iron and Gold, Winter Saga, and Drunken Dwarves. Rob, what do you got?
Diggy, diggy hole. Mine, mine, mine. And The Art of War.
Dude, you have Anthony. The two best songs.
I was going to say, mine are not that fun. I've got There and Back Again, The King Under the Mountain, and We Were Warriors. So,
what is There and Back Again referring to, Anthony?
Going to a place and then going back again.
A Hobbit's Tale by Bilbo Baggins.
Yep.
Come on, man.
No idea.
Unbelievable.
No idea. We've been there to KC, and now they're coming back to Orchard Park again. No, I don't know. I was trying to trying to force that one in there. But there's been a lot of football talk, so let's get to football talk.
I double tapped that. That was my
bad.
Yeah,
I was wondering if that sounded a little different than normal. Okay. Double tap.
Yeah, I can't even remember where we were our last pod, but we were going into the last, week 17?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think week 17 was the last pod we did.
So the Bills.
Before the final week.
Yeah, so the Bills may have made the playoffs if we went back in time and had conversations then, and now they're obviously firmly in the playoffs, and they already won one game. Rob was there. He was in a snowstorm. Take away.
Is it just me hearing that, or is everybody?
No, that was me too. But it's gonna sound perfect on the recording, of course. So I'm gonna sound like an ass, like I just butted.
Why would you say?
You on our end, you were like there, and you started getting all like mechanical, and then I started making fun of you, but you're gonna come through perfectly.
So you're gonna sound like the jerk. All right, cool. I was trying to say Rob was at the game and was in the snowstorm. So what was your takeaway from the game?
Yeah. A big Bills win. It was fun. The snow made it interesting. The parking wasn't great, but honestly, they did a pretty good job clearing the stadium out, and the snow packed down a lot better than I thought. And I know you guys had kind of expected snowballs to fly, but there was some. The snow wasn't great packing snow, though, so I think that kept the snowballs down this time, unlike last year against the Dolphins. But anyway, yeah, what a fun game. Got a little close there in the third, but they pulled it out. Josh was a monster.
Can't remember. I saw it on Twitter. Like, someone official, in my mind, said that they announced that if you throw snowballs, you get arrested. Was that like announced at the stadium?
Yeah, they said something like you'll you'll get kicked out of the game and charges will be filed.
Wow.
Like that.
So I guess, yeah. I mean, that.
I didn't see anybody get thrown out, though.
I think there's a difference between, and there's I'm sure there are people throwing snowballs, but I think there's a difference between celebratory throwing snow in the air and chucking ice balls off someone's face.
So all I really saw in my section was there were some Steelers fans there. Not a crazy amount. I honestly expected more. Probably the weather kept them out. But yeah, Bills fans throwing snowballs at Steelers fans was definitely going on.
Yeah.
A little childish to me, but you know, yeah. It is what it is.
Well, I mean, you get a bunch of drunken dwarves coming out of their holes. They had to dig themselves out of their hole and then go into the stadium, dig themselves into their seat. And you're going to get a little bit of chaos in the winter saga that happens in Buffalo, you know?
Did they sing Diggy Diggy Hole when they did it?
Yeah, dude. I am a dwarf digging a hole. Diggy Diggy Hole.
Nailed it.
Diggy Diggy Hole.
Now you just got to grow your hair out to match those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Before, I'm not that cool. We'll talk about the other games. We'll talk about this upcoming game, which is the biggest game of the year to this point, hopefully. Anything you want to add about the Titans? I think we have to formally thank the Titans, right?
Yeah, we do.
So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess we do.
They did make it possible for the Bills to win week 18 and win the division. So,
yes, we already thanked for that though on this pod, I believe.
Well, on behalf of the Titans, I will say you're welcome. Thank you for
being Jaguars out of the playoffs. So
Well, that was payback for last year.
Maybe the Texans beat the Ravens this week, and then the Bills beat the Chiefs, and then we get home AFC Championship game in Buffalo.
And then you can thank the
it's
Titans
possible,
again.
And then we'll definitely.
And we're
the
just
Titans.
We're just like not even mentioning the fact that Vrabel is no longer your coach.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. No,
that's
we're good with
news
that
for this pod.
Yeah, I think it's it was time. I think everybody that is a Titans fan was ready to just, okay, maybe not everybody. I saw a lot of pissed off people about Vrabel getting fired on like Twitter, but we were ready for an offensive minded coach, not trying to win games 3-0, 6-3, whatever. Like that brand of football, that hard nose, play defense, run the ball. Oh my God, it's boring to watch. Like, and you know what's going to happen. The Titans are going to go out and hire like the Detroit Lions defensive coordinator, like Mike Vrabel 2.0.
Don't put it out in the universe, Ryan.
Well, hopefully they get a nice young offensive mind and we can roll with
speaking
that.
Speaking of that, I will have to, I feel like I do have to, on behalf of Bills fans, say like bye to Bill Belichick. Like he, as a 30-year-old Bills fan, he's been the bane of our existence for what 20 some years now. The last few years we'll say that was mostly Tom Brady, but still people hated him, and you only hate him because they freaking always beat you. Like no Bills fan hates Robert Saleh right now, right? I mean, it's just or Mike McDaniel for that matter. I mean, Mike McDaniel is kind of a weirdo, but yeah, so one of the greatest coaches ever, and he no longer has to face the Bills twice a year, so that's a good thing.
Bye, Bill.
See you.
All right. Anything else from last week? Lions getting a win. That was a cool atmosphere. It's going to be even crazier this week.
Yeah. I think it was their first playoff win. Well, all of us have been alive, right? 91 was, I think, their last playoff win.
And now the Dolphins are the last ones to have won a playoff game, right?
Yeah. I know what you mean. They have the longest streak without winning one, right?
I mean, I know what I mean, too. Whether or not I can articulate it here or not, that's the
You want to get a plug-in for your Packers beating the Cowboys?
My Packers, man. Jordan Love, I've been on him all year. I just want to say thank you for not making me look like an idiot, and congratulations on beating the lowly Cowboys, those poor
Ryan
Cowboys.
Is a cheesehead.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Cowboys, I want to thank my my sister-in-law for my sweet shirt. Pretty cool.
That is
Got
pretty
that
cool.
for Christmas.
That is
pretty dope.
Love it.
That's pretty sweet.
Love it.
Her husband's a Cowboys fan. So.
That hurt. Ryan, do you have any comments on the Steelers game before we jump to this week? Yep.
On the Steelers game? Nope, I'm good.
I'll just my My 25 there. Seconds is yeah. just that I never thought we were going to lose the game. Obviously, the hot start helped. It was just more so like just get out of the game before we get any more injuries. Like we were warriors in the second half, especially on defense with fifth and seventh strings and whatever. But we'll see who can play this week's. That's going to be a big part of the game.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous about the about Tyler Bass. I don't know how you guys.
He's got the shanks. As a golfer, he's got the shanks. Yeah. And you.
And now he's gonna have a new holder.
I won't feel confident until he makes another one. Like if you have the shanks and you're golfing and you can't get off the tee, the next time you have a good tee shot, your shanks are gone.
I think you almost need two in a row though.
Depends on confidence.
Because they'll come right back if you miss if you miss that one.
I mean, hopefully he's not kicking more than two field goals, right? But he's got to make the first one.
Well, I'm thinking lots of extra points is where I was going with it.
But. See, to me, it kind of feels like this is playing into the Bills, where like they're going to win because Tyler Bass can't kick field goals. They're going to be like, you know what? Screw it. We're not going for this 50-yard field goal. We're going to go for it on fourth and six, and Josh Allen's going to make a play. And because of that play, they're going to win the game. And they'll be like, oh, because Bass couldn't make field goals, they went for it, and now they won. So. It just feels like it's Bills.
That's the art of war. You don't kick field goals. You go for fourth down conversions and touchdowns.
Let's say 30 seconds are left, right? Reverse of 2 years ago or whatever it was. They take the lead by one. Let's say it's not even tied. They take the lead by one. Bass has a 49-yarder to win the game. As time expires, how confident are you feeling?
50-50 at best, Brian. I mean, maybe you take that. I don't know. It's basically a toss-up game anyway. So do you take the last second field goal for the win
right
now?
If you can sign up for it? Flip that. Harrison.
I'd be stressed.
Harrison Buck.
I don't know.
Is it Buckner or Butner? Bucker.
Bucker.
Whatever.
Bucker.
He's money. He has the same kick.
Oh, if they have the 49-yard kick, they're definitely fixing it. That's
dude,
like
no one misses
90,
against
10.
The Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like 90% going in.
All right. Do you want to just pick the games, or do you want to give your key takeaway of what's going to happen, or what do you think needs to happen for the Bills to win?
We can pick games.
All right, pick games.
Let's pick some games.
Yeah, let's pick some games. We'll get to that one. All right, Anthony, give us the lowdown on the season winner.
Yeah,
how'd it go?
I forgot about it. I won. I won by
congrats.
One. Yep.
Worst
Thank
to first.
You. Thank
Good
you.
Job.
It must have been the I had a mustache last time.
I was gonna say that earlier
must
too.
Must have been the stash came through. Yeah, I won by one pick over Rob. I had 171. Rob had 170, and Ryan was in there.
We'll leave it at that.
Ryan participated. Thank you.
Yeah.
If pattern holds, he'll win next year. So,
let's get to. We did not pick all the games last week, I don't think, but we're back for the divisional round, so let's do it.
Yeah, we're gonna pick against the spread for fun today, since there's only four games with the divisional round.
Saturday we're not keeping track anymore.
Or afternoon? Yeah, we're not really keeping track. It's just for fun. So, Saturday, I believe that's a 4 o'clock game. Texans at Ravens minus 9.5. So Ravens 9.5-point favorites.
I guess we'll just go in order because that way it's easier for me to type. So me, Rob, Ryan, and I will take the Texans to cover that spread. I'm all on the CJ Stroud train.
Choo-choo. I'm on there with you.
You're cutting me off. I'm second, Ryan. Come on.
Well, I didn't know that. We didn't pick the order.
Order of the spreadsheet. It's been the same order all year.
I've never looked at the spreadsheet.
I literally just said the order, too.
Fair enough.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't paying attention, guys. I'm sorry.
I am also on the Texans. Not necessarily because I'm all aboard CJ Stroud train, which I kind of am. You know, he's awesome. But I just kind of want the fact that the Ravens chose to rest all their starters or a lot of their starters in week 18 to come back to bite them. So that's mostly what it is for me. Russ.
Choo-choo. I'm on board. I'm also on board the train. I don't think there's any way the Texans lose by more than 9.5 points. So I'll pick
them
to cover those.
They also
points.
Played week one, so that was Stroud's very first game. So I think he'll. It was in Baltimore. I think it's a little. It's 25-9. But I think he's a little more comfortable going there. Already been there. He'll be there and back again, and bada bing. Yeah, he'll. Yeah, so I like that game to be close.
Okay. Saturday night, Packers at the 49ers, also -9.5.
I'm picking 49ers. I'll go into more detail. I'll go into more detail for my sharp for sheep.
Oh, yeah. All right. I think the Packers are kind of hot right now. And the Niners, again, the whole rest thing, do they start slow because of the 2 weeks off? So I think the Packers can cover the spread. I think the Niners will win, though.
You guys know I'm taking the Packers. Covering that spread. I've been high on them all year. I can't not pick them now at this point. Come on. That's just unreasonable.
Give me the Niners to be up 14 late and the Packers score a touchdown to cover the spread.
I'm cool with that.
No backdoor cover.
I think this could be the year where both the one seeds get upset in the divisional round.
Man, you parlay those two 9.5 point underdogs. It's probably
who was the one seed when the Ravens lost a couple of years ago? I feel like that happened that year.
Titans.
No, the Ravens were the ones.
Was that the year?
And the Titans beat them, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Didn't the Titans also lose as the one seed like
they
two
did.
Years ago?
Yeah, they did.
Bengals beat them in the divisional. So Sunday, moving on, Bucks at Lions -6.5.
Let me try that again. The game, whatever night that was, when the Rams and the Lions played, was like the most fun atmosphere that I've seen that was non-Bills related. So I think it's going to be even crazier. Obviously, I'm biased by the Bills comment, but you could just watch that and see how pumped up the Lions players were going to be. So I think it's going to be even crazier, and I think they're just better than the Bucks. So give me the Lions.
Yeah, I'm going Lions. I think the Bucks. This is the end of the road for them.
Good. I don't have to pick against you guys every time now, so I'm going to go with the Lions also. I would just love to see the Lions and the Bills in the Super Bowl.
That I know. I can't help but keep thinking about that as a Super Bowl matchup.
Yeah.
One of them would have to get their first Super Bowl.
That would be great.
All right. And the big one, Chiefs at Bills, -3.
Bills. Yeah, I think my key to the game and probably most games is going to be, right, both quarterbacks are going to play well. It's going to be the offensive line for each team. Like, if one team can run the ball better than the other, and if they can turn their third downs to third and two and third and one instead of third and eight, like that's going to be a massive difference. So hopefully the Bills offensive line comes to play or their defensive line comes to play.
Yeah, I'm going Bills as well. I picked them every week this year on the podcast. I'm not going to change now. And my key, I think it's probably the most obvious one, because if Josh Allen doesn't turn the ball over, the Bills don't lose. If Josh Allen can have zero turnovers, I think they win this game. I think they win it pretty easily. So that is my key. Hang on to the ball, don't turn it over, and you'll be good.
I could botch this stat completely, but aren't they like 21-0 in games where Josh Allen doesn't turn the ball over? I believe I heard that the other day.
I think now they're 17-0 since the start of the 2020 season.
Maybe that's what it was, 17-0? Okay. I gave them a few extra wins there. This is the game of iron and gold. You got the golden boy, Patrick Mahomes, versus the bend but don't break Buffalo Bills. I'm going to go Bills. Not because I necessarily think they're going to win. I just want the Bills to win, so I'm going to pick them. I want to be right if they do.
Does Taylor Swift show up?
Yeah, of course. I don't know what hotel she's going to stay at in Buffalo. That's going to be like to her level.
I saw something. Yeah. That
TMZ reported there's a challenge in their relationship.
Yeah. Is the challenge?
Yeah, it's called the
she
Bills.
Doesn't want to come to Buffalo.
Yeah,
she's like, I don't want to go to Buffalo. And Travis is like,
she probably just realized he's going to retire in the next year, and was like, I've enjoyed being a cheerleader.
I can't.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. Obviously, massive games and massive games for Josh Allen's legacy and the Bills' legacy and all together. So we'll see what happens. Let's do Sharper Sheet. One of you guys want to go first? Go ahead.
I would like to.
Kick it off.
All right. I have the Texans at the Ravens. That right now the FanDuel line is -9.5, as we mentioned earlier. I'm going to bump that to -2.5. As I said, I don't think there's any way that the Ravens cover a 9.5-point spread, and I think it's more likely that the Texans actually upset them than the Ravens cover that number, so or that line. So I'm taking that Ravens -9.5 and moving it all the way up to -2.5. Let's go, Texans.
All right.
Weird coming from a Titans fan saying that, but whatever.
Mine,
head,
next.
Your new head coach is right. A Texan, so you got to...
I hope so.
Oh.
I hope so.
I don't know. It might be going to Callahan, right?
I'd be fine with that, too. It's an offensive mind. I'm good with it.
Anyway, for my pick, I'm going to the Bucks at Lions game where the over-under is 48.5. And I think that's just a little bit too high. The Bucks in a must-win game a few weeks ago only managed to score 9 points against the Panthers. I know this Lions defense isn't great, but I think they're playing good football right now. They held the good Rams offense to 23 points. So I think I'm going to drop this one. Well, I know I am going to drop this one to 42.5. And I think the final score is going to be 24-17.
Nice.
I like it. I like it a lot. I'll be changing the line for the 49ers. I think they started at like -9.5 or 10, depending on the book. And now they're down to -8. I'm going to bump that up to -13.5. I think they win by 2 touchdowns. And listen, Jordan Love's playing like probably the best quarterback in the NFC at the moment. He's balling out. I just think that 49ers are a different animal. I watch a lot of or listen to a lot of ESPN, and like Joe Thorntonbaum, who's like one of their bet guys, said to never make a bet based off the previous week. So I looked at the last 6 weeks for the Packers, and they lost to the Giants. They lost to the Tampa Bay Bucks. They beat the Carolina Panthers by 3. They beat the Vikings by 23, which is a good game, and then they beat the Bears by 8. So they didn't really dominate against some not so great teams prior to being very dominant against the Cowboys. So I think the line would have been a lot different if they didn't just dominate the Cowboys. So that's my reasoning why. So we'll see what happens.
All right. I can't wait for Love to prove you wrong.
You might have almost convinced me. I'm on the fence.
I mean, I hope I'm wrong, right? I mean, I think it would be a good story if Jordan Love goes in there and throws for 380 yards and 3 touchdowns, and he gets himself to be a top 5 paid quarterback. I mean, good for him, right? After dealing with Aaron Rodgers for the last 4 years or however long it was, he deserves it.
Yeah.
I still got to just say, though, it's not very fair to a lot of these other fan bases that the Packers are just going to roll right into another franchise quarterback one after the other. And yeah, the Bears fans got to be just, oh,
that's tough. That is
the Bears, have the Bears ever had a franchise quarterback, and the Packers are about to go into another one?
Jay Cutler, man.
Yeah, well, when that's your best franchise quarterback,
probably is.
You have it rough.
They do. They definitely have it rough. The Packers are the kings under the mountain. I don't. I just had to throw that in there. I don't really know what that. I don't really know what that means.
Period.
I don't know what that means. So I'm just gonna move on next. All right, let's get to Stump the Rob. You want to go first, Ryan?
Yeah, sure. That's fine. Packers are the kings under the mountain.
Period. All right. I got a. All right. Ready, Rob? Are you good?
Yes. Yeah. Good. Go.
Position: quarterback. Status: active. Draft year 2017, I believe. I didn't update that. I'm pretty sure it's 2017. 6 foot one, 225 pounds.
It's a quarterback?
Quarterback. Yep.
That's all we're going off of?
That's all we're going off of. That's your first clue. Second one is, oh, I'm sorry. Career stats, 62.6% completion percentage, 9,937 passing yards, 59 touchdowns, 24 interceptions. Gardner also Minshew. Has 621 rushing yards with 5 touchdowns.
Minshew.
Yes. Fudge. Ruckers. You nailed it. Flopper. All right. God bless America.
The last one I got them both, too.
All right. His fact is that in 2018, he led the FBS in completions, pass attempts, passing yards per game, and I believe total yards passing, and ranked in the top 5 nationally in completion percentage with 70.6 and passing touchdowns with 38 while only throwing 9 interceptions. Drafted in the round 6, pick 5 out of Washington State. Mm-hmm. But you didn't need those.
No, did not. Thank you for adding them, but no.
Once again, yours is going to be way more organized than mine. Mine's about Josh Allen. Because you know what? I was listening to ESPN Radio this morning, and or maybe it was yesterday, and they were talking about how Lamar is already one of the great quarterbacks of all time, and Allen's a turnover machine, and Allen needs a Super Bowl to be considered an all-time great, which I don't necessarily disagree with, but he's statistically one of the best quarterbacks ever, or on pace to be one of the best quarterbacks ever. So here is my questions for the last 5 years. Where does Josh Allen rank in passing yards for the last 5 years? Yes.
In total?
That is correct. If you can guess the second one, I'll Venmo you $5 right now.
Second in passing yards in the last how many years? Derek Carr.
He's fourth. Jared Goff.
Mm.
So Mahomes 23,000, Goff 20,008, Allen 20,006. In that same time period, last 5 years, it's gonna be over a minute, Ryan. So don't even worry about it.
cool, you're good, man.
Most rushing yards by a quarterback in the last 5 years. Where does Allen rank?
Second.
Correct. Who's number one? Which is an easy question. Yeah. Lamar's 4,600. Allen's at 3. So total yards for the last 5 years. Where's Allen rank? Passing and rushing. Yeah.
Second.
Just
I was like, he's probably going to be Mahomes, just barely behind Mahomes,
just
right?
Ahead of him. Yeah. Allen's a turnover machine, yada, yada, yada. I get it. He turns the ball over more than I would like. I'm not going to deny that. All time, where is Allen ranked for passing touchdowns to interception ratio? All time. Have to have at least 1,500 pass attempts, which is like essentially 2 seasons.
So the first and this list would be the worst?
No, first is the best. First is Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, first is the best. Oh, okay. All right, best. What is his, like?
4.52, which is staggeringly high. Wow. He's like, he blows everyone else out.
That's incredible.
Is this counting rushing just touchdowns, passing too, or is it just passing? Nah, he's probably, like, 12th.
No. Well, I guess he's 21st, but that includes, like, okay. Carson Wentz is ahead of him and Kaepernick. So, like, you just kind of remove those. So he's top 20 all time for passing touchdowns to INT ratio, which I would think is pretty good. And then if you do add in rushing, yeah, where do you think he is all time?
Ooh, he scored a lot of rushing touchdowns.
And this includes fumbles.
Oh,
so okay. Any touchdown versus any turnover.
Let's go fourth. Solid
he's
top
eighth.
Five.
But that's ratio still. Oh, so, like, man. Top 10 all top time 10. For touchdowns versus turnover ratio. Last 5 years, he's had the third most passing yards, the second most rushing yards, the last 5 years. How many MVPs does he have? Zero. How many Pro Bowls does he have? Two.
One?
How many All-Pros does he have? Zero. One. Well, he has a second team. Yeah.
He has a second team.
I mean, he's just saying he's a little underappreciated here.
So,
yeah. I am done.
Are you done? With your because I just had a question. So,
are you done?
Going back to your narrative that ESPN was spewing, do you have Lamar's rank on the all-time touchdown ratio?
Yeah.
Is he below Allen is basically what I'm asking.
He's above on the passing and below on the rushing. He just doesn't score as many rushing touchdowns.
Okay. Right.
Essentially. And then passing yards, if I go back to that, like total yards, Allen. Well, I guess their argument was he has two MVPs. My argument is this year.
Allen doesn't get the MVPs because of the narrative.
MVPs are just narrative driven now. The stats don't even matter anymore, it feels like.
I'm trying to
especially this year, every week it was just like, oh, actually this guy's MVP. Nope, he just lost. Allen has this guy. Nope, he just threw three.
Over the last 5 years, Allen has 6,000 more passing yards. And people are going to say, oh, because Jackson was hurt. That shouldn't count against Allen that he doesn't, knock on wood, get hurt. And if he does get hurt, he plays through it because he was hurt. He was hurt like 10 weeks last year.
Yeah.
So
I think the narrative should be on Allen that he's a great quarterback, right? I mean, when you throw the ball more than everybody else, you're going to have more turnovers. And I think that touchdown to turnover worthy plays, touchdowns to turnovers ratio shows that he doesn't in fact throw that or turn the ball over that much more than the great quarterbacks. He just does it because he throws so much and he runs so much. He's such an integral part of the offense that when you have the ball in your hands that often, you're going to turn the ball over. It's just going to happen. If almost like 20 other, or I guess every other player but 20 in the history of the league threw as much as Josh Allen, they would throw more interceptions.
Well, yeah, I don't remember the exact players. I remember Peyton Manning was on the list, but there was like five of the best quarterbacks ever. Like Dan Marino, I think it was Dan Marino, Peyton Manning. They all had more interceptions than Josh Allen has through their first 5 or 6 years or whatever it is. So like,
yeah, I saw that too.
It's, if you're asked to do a lot, you're going to be really successful 90 or 80% of the time, and then you're going to fail 15 or 20% of the time. It's like, it is what it is. But yeah, the fact that their argument was Lamar has two MVPs, like he doesn't even deserve the MVP this year.
Well, we know the national pundits don't actually mean anything. They just spew crap out of their mouth, and people eat that shit up, and then they make that the actual narrative because that's what is most watched by most people. And it doesn't mean it's actually true. It happens.
And
like
I know
every
I'm what we are, and I mean, I'll admit, I'm biased for being a Bills fan, but for the last 5 years, I'm not going to argue that Allen is better than Mahomes because that's just not the case as far as resume. But there's no reason he's not number two, right? I mean,
yeah. I mean, I think Burrow might be close, but obviously he was out this year for most of the year. So
if Josh wins the Super Bowl this year, he'll be number two in most people's books, I would think.
It's a big.
But the narrative won't go away because he's still going to throw interceptions.
The turnover narrative is never going to go away. Yeah.
Unless that's what happens when
the way
he
plays. And if he changes the way he plays, he's going to score less touchdowns. So
right.
And you know what we want,
we don't want that
on Sunday night? Is a lot of touchdowns.
What do we want?
Yeah.
I think that's all I got.
Yeah, dude, your segment was only like, I don't know, 10 minutes long? Well, it's not that bad.
Post that on the social.
We needed to give Josh Allen some praise. And now he'll go out and probably throw 75 interceptions and fumble 54 times on Sunday. And,
ouch.
And they'll get blown out by 1,004. So, yeah, it's going to be a long, long night. But you guys get your songs in?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. When did we start this one?
I don't know. I think it's been about 35 minutes. It hasn't been that bad, but if your segment wasn't 10 minutes long, we definitely would be on.
Gotta give Allen his praise.
I'm good with it.
More views on this than ESPN Radio got this morning. So,
ooh, put that out there.
That'd be nice. We're probably talking in the millions if that happens.
Cool.
Hey, if they can spew gibberish, so can we. But that's all we got.
That.
Do you guys have any big bets for this weekend?
No bets yet.
I bet we'll get more than 18 inches of snow in the next 14 hours. How's that?
I bet I will have to use my snowblower at least twice in the next 2 days.
That's a good bet.
Although it is cold. It's like 20 degrees.
Oh, shut up.
It's cold enough to close the schools, right?
It was -8. The feels like temperature was -8 today.
Oh, thanks. All right, cool. Well, that's it for this week. If the Bills lose, we might just never do this again because I'm going to be depressed. So go Bills.
Yeah,
go Bills.
Bills.
What's up, Ultra Flexers? Thank you for listening to our show. We appreciate all of you for your support. If you would like to support us even more, we have a website, ultraflexfootball.com. Or if you could like or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube, that would be awesome. We would also really appreciate it if you would rate our show. Plus, of course, if you didn't like it, then maybe make a donation on our website so that we can make the show better, just for you. You can also leave us a voicemail on our website if there's something you'd like us to share or talk about, and then maybe we'll play it on the podcast. Once again, we appreciate all of you, and we look forward to talking random stuff again next week. Oh yeah, and some football.